Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square.
Hello, everyone. God bless you. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm rejoicing today that I am in beautiful, sunny Florida and not in all those snow and ice storms. Praise the Lord. Anyway, we want to welcome you today to Prophetic News. And we want to thank Blog Talk Radio today for this great opportunity to preach the gospel live over the internet to the whole world. And we ask God to bless them for allowing us to have a voice in the world today. Of course, we know that God is in charge of the airwaves, and we thank him for that too. This is Susan Puzio, and we come to you live every Saturday at 1 p.m. till 1:30 p.m., and we aim to bring you news, prophetic news, news of the end times, and how everything is falling into place in these last days. We see it. We see everything right before us. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the one world government and the church, and how we see the end of things as we have known them for many years coming to pass. Things are happening so fast that I never thought that I would see the things that I'm seeing happen in my lifetime anyway. But I'm sure there's quite a few of you that you stand in amazement, too, at what's happening all around us. So we want to talk today about some of the latest news, what's happening in the church world and in the secular world. So if you'd like to call in, we'd love to have your phone call, your feedback. The phone number to call in, and this is the number that we use every week, is 914-338-1638. Also, we have the chat room open. If you'd like to make some comments, we'd love to hear from you there. We want to also wish you a very Merry Christmas as we celebrate and honor the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we still celebrate Christmas, so the world still knows that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. And I like to celebrate Christmas in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ, in remembrance of his birth. It puts the whole world in remembrance that he was born, he did live on the earth, and they cannot deny that. Amen? So, some of the things that I wanted to talk about today that I found very interesting is we have Oral Roberts passed away. I think it was Tuesday. He was 90, I think, or 91, and he fell on Saturday, and they took him to the hospital, and he died, I think it was Tuesday, of pneumonia. And we do send our condolences to the Roberts family for the passing. We pray that God would continue to deal with the Roberts family and hopefully bring them out of the deception that they're in with the seed faith and with some of the other things that they're involved with. It would be great if they would repent and allow God to mold them and renew them and use them mightily in these last days. And that is my prayer for that family. So also, I was quite dismayed this week to learn that a pastor that I spent a short time on staff at his church on a volunteer basis in Live Oak, Florida, and the pastor's name was Bob Champion. And I was searching for some information about him on the internet this week, and I was very, very saddened to see that he is now into the false doctrines of ultimate reconciliation and believing that there is no hell. I couldn't believe it. He has a beautiful wife and two children and seven grandchildren. Here's a man that was raised a Christian, attended Lee College, was a pastor for many, many years, and now has fallen into this very, very grave deception. So I want to ask you all to remember Bob Champion in your prayers and ask God to bring him out of this deception. And rescue him, please. But it's just such a sign of the times to see these things happening and to see people that we've known in the past, that we've worked with, and who acted like they believed the Word of God, and now to fall so far away from the faith. But we know that the Bible does say that many will fall away, and it's just so sad to see it. Also, I wanted to ask for the listeners out there to be praying for my uncle Jim. He's 90, and he seems to be failing. We've spent all week trying to help him long distance because he lives in New York State, and we live in Florida. And it's quite a sign of the times because the Bible does say that in the end times people would be without natural affection. And how we see that happening, that someone is old and they're alone, and it was difficult to try to get some family members to go and visit him, even though they're far away, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours away. 2 Timothy 3, verse 3 says, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, and despisers of those that are good. And we can see that. I did call one of the churches there in the area where my uncle is, and the pastor's wife, who knows nothing about him, offered to go over to his house and visit him. And I just thought that was so beautiful. So we see that people of God, the children of God, should have compassion and should reach out, especially to family members. We have to remember that when our parents get old or our relatives get old, and if they can't take care of themselves, that we should try to do something to care for them, to see that they're looked after. And we see so many times today where people don't care, and it's so sad. Like I said, I was trying to get somebody to go on Monday when I found out, because we're 1,200 miles away from him, and he lives alone. So I was trying to get one of my cousins to go and check on him, and they didn't go. They were trying to go, but for days they never went. But I just don't understand that at all. It's like, if you know somebody who needs help. But that's where, if you don't know God, you don't have the compassion. And that's why here at our ministry, we want to see the love of God shed abroad. And I especially pray that my uncle Jim will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the most urgent thing right now, is I've been sharing with him, and I hope either I can lead him to the Lord, or if there's someone else the Lord wants to use, but I'm available, and I want to see him spend eternity in heaven. So remember him. His name is Jim. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So we see that there'll be many that we knew in the past that they claimed to know the Lord, but they really didn't know the Lord. They really weren't saved. And there's even many people, I believe, in prominent full-time ministry, famous people that aren't born again. And you'll know that by their actions, by the doctrines they preach. If the doctrines don't line up with God's word, you'll know that they have erred from the faith. And the Bible also says to withdraw yourself from such people. To withdraw yourself if your pastor is not preaching the gospel and he's become obsessed with money and the things of this world, that the Bible says to withdraw yourself. We see also that the hatred of Israel in these last days, that there's many people now that are even denying that there ever was a Holocaust, which is unbelievable that they would say that it never happened. And even our own government is trying to sabotage the nation of Israel. But it's a woe. It really is. It's a woe unto us. And we need to be diligent, because we need to keep our eyes on what happens in Israel, because it does affect the church. It affects believers. Also, we're seeing that they are trying to pass a health care reform bill. And my idea, really, so much of health care, so many things could be avoided if we would only take care of ourselves and eat right and try to prevent things before they happen. But they're saying that it's a constitutional right to have health care, which I don't see anything in the Constitution about health care. Why are we going to be fined if we do not accept this health care plan? Why are they planning to possibly fund government funding of abortion, which none of us as Christians would agree with? Why should we be required by law to accept these things? It truly is the end. It truly is the end times. It's unbelievable, really. As we see everything happening around us, the collapse of our economy, and so many of our wonderful products, like our automobiles, and are not going to be made here anymore in America. I remember last year when I was trying to buy an electric heater for our house, and there was only one company in this whole country that claimed that their electric heater was made here, but when I further questioned them, it actually was assembled here, but I was told that there was not one manufacturer in the United States that was making a fan motor for an electric heater. So I couldn't believe that. I just couldn't believe it. So we see, and it only makes sense if you look at the way things are happening. Once you take away manufacturing another country owns and is making almost everything that you use in your country, well, it spells big trouble for the economy of our economy when in the next 10 or 20 years, most of those, if not almost all the manufacturing jobs are going to go away. And so, the Bible does talk about China attacking us. And I can see it happening. As we see that they have bought our debt, some of our debt, and now they own our manufacturing, most of it. So all the prosperity that is in China now is really should be here, and it's not. We see things crumbling around us, and it's happening so fast. I was so surprised to see last year so many Christians supporting a candidate that believed in abortion. I couldn't understand it. A friend of mine, been friends for a long, long time, over 10 years, and supporting someone that believed in abortion. And actually people flocking to go vote for this person. It was just unbelievable. No matter what, we can't ever support people that believe in taking the life of an innocent child. No matter what, how much charisma they have or how much appeal they have. That truly to me was a sign of the times, that people didn't care what the person stood for, but just to go out and cast a vote for a personality. But that's how people will be deceived in the end times, is that it'll look good and it might sound good, but if it does not agree with the Word of God, then we are supposed to run from it. We are not supposed to support these people. We are to pray for them, to pray for their salvation. But you can't support these kind of people. It was, I heard also Rod Parsley talking this week, and he was saying that he's going through the worst financial crisis that he ever went through. And I wouldn't doubt it. And I said, Lord, I would not doubt it, because I believe with all my heart that God is trying to get Rod's attention. And I know when Rod came up here to Crystal River, Florida, always back in the 80s, and he was so sweet, and he seemed just like a nice, sweet brother in the Lord. And for him to go as far into error as he's gone with the finances, and, you know, God, I don't wish any hardship on Rod Parsley, but I truly believe that God Almighty is trying to get his attention, and he's going to get it, because I know even in my own life, when God is trying to get my attention about something, he makes me go through a trial sometimes, and it might not be a trial that I really like, but he makes me go through it. And whoever God loves, he chastens. And I'm not saying he puts, you know, bad stuff on us, but he's going to make us go through some things, because sometimes when we're in full-time ministry, or especially when you're rich and famous, in rich and famous ministry, pride takes over. And you don't even realize that you have so much pride. And when pride comes, then comes a fall. So we need to pray for Rod Parsley. I'm hoping with all my heart that he comes through this, as far as God's going to take him down. And there's a lot of ministries that we're going to see that are going to have tremendous financial problems, because some of them have big mortgages, they have big loans to pay, and they're not going to make it. And you see, too, Rod Parsley is always talking about sowing seeds, and whenever he has a big need, he sows a seed, and if it really worked and he really believed that, then he wouldn't be having any financial problems. So if it's not working for him and he's having financial problems, well, you know, it's not going to work for you, because like I've said before, God doesn't owe you anything. He will meet your needs, but just because you give somebody something doesn't mean you're going to get it back. Anyway, it's not the motive for giving. It's not the motive. So I see Gary McCants in the chat room. And hi, Gary. If you'd like to make a statement, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I don't see anything there in the chat room. But anyway, hi, Gary. Also, I wanted to ask for prayer for a man named Anthony Marshall. And he's going to be sentenced on, I think it's Monday. And it's a distressing case of him and his wife, Charlene and Anthony Marshall. Anthony Marshall is the son of Brooke Astor, and Brooke Astor married an Astor, and they had a big fortune. Anyway, his mother was old, up in, you know, around 100, and there was something with the will. Anyway, they convicted him. He's 85 years old, and he was convicted of falsifying the will or whatever, which, I don't know, I think it's ridiculous, the whole thing. It's like, why can't they settle these kind of things out of court and not put an 85-year-old man through this kind of thing? I mean, his mother died with $200 million, and there's a lot of people that have an interest in that will, and I am just asking God for mercy for this man, that he will not be sent to prison at the age of 85, when he's never committed a crime in his life. And why they want to sentence him to jail, why he was ever convicted. Why did the state of New York waste millions of dollars trying to convict a man of something that never needed to even be brought to court? But my heart goes out to these people, because even, you know, some of us have families that there might be a little bit of money in the will, and everybody's going crazy fighting over money. So imagine somebody that's leaving $200 million. So there was a lot of interest, different interests there. I believe he's innocent, and I'm asking God for a total miracle that he will not spend one day in jail. So remember him, Anthony Marshall, and his precious wife, Charlene. Hi, Gary. Yes, praise the Lord. I see your comments there. And thank you for being in the chat room today. I know that Gary is going to be having a radio program, too, on Blog Talk Radio. So we want to thank God for Blog Talk Radio and the many wonderful ministries that are out there. What a great opportunity it is. So also, we want to talk a little bit, too, again, about the vaccinations. I want to make it a point every week to bring it up, because there might be somebody listening today or listening to this program that doesn't know about the vaccinations and what's in vaccines for the most part. But if you go to my website or you do a search in a search engine about vaccines from abortion, you will be very alarmed to find out that most vaccines that you're giving your little babies have been made from aborted babies. They have been made from fetal cell lines from babies that were aborted. And that's why there is so much brain damage. I mean, imagining yourself being injected with a murdered human being. So that's enough to make you crazy. So we wonder why children are suffering from brain damage and autism. Well, that's one of the reasons why, I believe. I want to know why Fox News doesn't talk about it. I want to know why CNN doesn't talk about it. I've contacted Fox News, I contacted CNN, I contacted CBN, Pat Robertson's ministry, I contacted John Hagee by phone, spoke to his secretary, I contacted Rod Parsley, I contacted Christian Television Network in Clearwater, Florida, I've contacted numerous people. And no one has ever mentioned it. I want to know why they're not mentioning it. Why? Because we see little children suffering brain damage. And also, I mean, it's horrific. Horrific. But the show is coming to a close now. And I want to make sure that you know the Lord Jesus Christ today. Please, please ask Jesus to come into your life. You must be born again. You must be born again. There's no other way to heaven except through the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life." You can have everlasting life today. You can have peace and joy. And no matter what happens in this world today, God can make a way for you. God can save you. God can give you joy and peace that you cannot get from anything else. Ask the Lord Jesus into your life today. Tune in next week. tune in next week for prophetic news broadcast, and we'll be here next Saturday. Praise the Lord. We got to have two great songs for you here at the end. Go into a city, and blessed be the name of the Lord. So enjoy the two songs, okay? Bye for now.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.